It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, indeed. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free telephone number of the attack. It rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, and various other devices and platforms all around the country, including a bunch of affiliates that we don't have the time to list. There's so many of them, but we give them a lot of love, and they love us right back. Look, in today's day and age, you know, we're in between on the holidays, New Year's Eve right around the corner. We're getting ready to dive into 2018. But what's really changed, aside from 2017 into 2018, is the fact that you can use your device in any way you want. You just got the new iPhone. You just got the new Android. You just got the new laptop or the tablet or the iPoppy or whatever it is that you picked up over the Christmas holiday because the relatives chipped in to buy that $1,000 iPhone. Yeah, good luck with that. You know, but what you can do is download these devices, and that's really cool. You know, you've got all the aspects of just, you know, iHeart, TuneIn, and Stitcher, and all the various different things. You go to listen live, we're right there. You click live radio, boom, there we are. Scotty talks about it on the commercial every once in a while. Yeah, whatever you want at your disposal. And that's the whole point. It's radio on the go. The lifestyles have changed. Nothing's a 9-to-5 anymore. You know. So it even with that being said, you're lining up your day. You're sitting at your desk. Maybe you're at home cranking up. A lot of people work from home. Some are half and half. Getting the kids off to school, walking the dog, walking to the park, packing off the husband to work, packing off the wife to work. You know, we know what these circumstances are. It's all about being able to modify to you and what you want to listen to. And we want you to listen to the Sports Attack because that's why I'm sitting here. That's why they pay me the minor bucks. So, make sure you take care of it. Now, the American Forces Radio Network, completely different story. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. Getting ready to go into 2018. Dangers around the world have not decreased. They're trying, but they haven't. It's still out there. So, you know, you see one of these people in uni, go thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, pat them on the back, give them an attaboy, attagirl, be on your way, because they're running towards it while we run away. Let's run to a commercial.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto Weber, West Coast. We're approaching 2018, which is a beautiful thing because my Christmas tree is in the process of dying in the middle of my living room. It's got to go. I got some friends that are coming by tonight. They're going to check it out, and then off to the trash it goes probably the morning of the 1st. It was a good run, beautiful tree. First live tree I've had in a long time, but it's starting to wilt, baby. You know, we got some... some bowl games going on. We got us a lot of NBA going on and all that kind of good stuff. Some NFL as well. But bowl season is certainly in full swing. And I think that's where we'll start today. Yesterday we were talking about the walk-on Independence Bowl. And I like this bowl just because of the spirit behind it. And it's to honor people that perhaps didn't get the scholarships and maybe had to fight on the hard way, because it's considered a minor bowl, the Independence Bowl down in Shreveport. Basically a home game for Southern Miss, but Florida State travels pretty well to it. And they took care of their business after scrapping to start out with, 42-13. Florida State, it got it done. Blackman had a nice game. 18-26, 233, four touchdowns. They had really no answers for him whatsoever. Ayers with 94 yards on the ground. They ground it, 214 on the ground. And that ultimately was the story of this. Just more physically talented. It's really what it comes down to. We talk about this all the time. These bowl games themselves with these teams, you never know one way or the other how it's going to play out and whether they're going to show up or not. You know the lesser team is going to show up and give it their all. But, you know, in the case of Southern Miss, it's just a team that just not as good. It's really what it comes down to, even though they had the better record going into the game. It's a lost season for Florida State. They've got good young players. Blackman's good. Akers. Auden Tate's a junior. And DeAndre Francois, they'll have a competition next year. Yeah. Odell Haggins led him. Taggart's not there yet. And he had to put on his big boy pants. And he stepped up, and you got to give him a lot of credit. What will play out with this next year for Florida State is they'll have a real quarterback competition. DeAndre Francois will have to come in and earn his job again. This isn't like the pros. You know, Tom Brady gets hurt. He comes back. He gets his gig back. You know, Jimmy G plays good behind him, you know, a couple of years ago. And that don't mean squat. Tom Brady's back on the field. Well, college, it's a different story. You know, they'll have the quarterback competition in the spring. Starter will probably get announced. Hopefully Taggart does not go down that road of, well, we're going to split snaps with the two quarterbacks, because that means Florida State will lose three games next year, and they'll be in another minor bowl, and the heat will already be on him for making that decision. But, with that being said, opportunity will be there for both of these guys to play. And, you know, like I said, the game itself, pretty much a walkover for Florida State. Started sloppy. But then, you know, Florida State, once they cleaned up their mess a little bit, they were off to the races. Again, good ending to a season. They manhandled them. Southern Miss is pretty darn good. You know, they get the quarterback back. Edo Smith is the guy they have to replace, the running back. And their starting secondary are all seniors, so people are going to have to step up and do that. But, you know, this is a team that finished second in their half of the division, in their division within the conference. And they had pretty good teams. You know, Florida Atlantic, Marshall made a bowl, International made a bowl, Middle Tennessee made a bowl, North Texas made a bowl, UAB made a bowl, La Tech made a bowl, and UT San Antonio made a bowl. So, I mean, are they a great division? No. But CUSA reps. And so, pretty good season. Pretty good season for them. You know, down note, but decent season. You can't really complain. As far as the other bowls go, some pretty good matchups. Man, I was checking out the Pinstripe Bowl up here in the city, and it was a slobber knocker. You know, I was doing some errands and chores and whatever, and ducking in and out of the game. But Boston College going down to Iowa, 27-20, in a game that played out pretty much how I thought it was going to. There was very little passing on the Iowa side of the ball, and D. Wade, not too bad, 208 yards, 16 to 27. He just turned the ball over at inopportune times. You know, for those of you who have not seen, I talked about it a little bit in the preview, but I didn't give it really true justice. A.J. Dillon, who is a freaking monster, he 300 attempts this year for 1,589 yards. And yesterday, 32 for a buck 57. He's got burst. He had a 66-yarder. His long for the season was 75, and he scored a touchdown. You know, when you have that kind of running back, and again, I hope you watched the game and saw this kid play, because like I said, I didn't really do it justice in the preview yesterday. A little better effort on defense and less turnovers at BC, and they probably would have won the game. The turnovers really cost them. You know, when you're playing a team like Iowa, who goes up against first-rate competition throughout the year, you can't afford to make those kind of mistakes. It's... You just can't do it. And that was it. And you know something? Akron Watley was all over the field statistically. Ran the football, caught the football. You know. Iowa ends up 8-5. Not bad. Not bad. Like I said, Darius Wade, there were the turnovers. Just enough through the air, just enough on the ground, and good defense. And, you know, BC, you look at where they play, the division they're in. Are they relegated to minor bowls? Yeah, they probably are. But with that being said, it doesn't mean that they can't represent. I mean, you look at their competition this year and who they had to play, and the division that they're in. And, you know, you want to say the other division in the ACC was a little easier. Yeah, probably so. Miami and Va Tech were really the two top runners. Georgia Tech really didn't get it done this year, and everybody else was struggling. Duke went to a bowl game. But you look up top where BC plays, and Clemson and North Carolina State and Wake had a nice year this year. Louisville was still 8-4. And usually Florida State is dominant, but it didn't get it done this year. But again, 7-6. So for BC to come out of that landmine field and still get a postseason game, not so bad. Steve Addazio, he's a darn good football coach. And again, as we talked about during the preview, when you know what you are in college football, it's a lot easier to succeed. Boston College knows what they are and what they have, and that's not so bad. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's spinning some pretty good stuff. Mixes it up every day. I like it. Well, if you're in New York, and we were just talking about the Pinstripe Bowl, and you happen to be walking on the Lower East Side, according to the New York Post, who writes headlines better than, well, anybody else, an enormous penis popped up on Broome Street. And no, I was not in the city yesterday. a Swedish street artist, Carolina Falkholt, painted a giant male organ, which lacks the accoutrement beneath it. And it popped up on the side of a building, so to speak, on Broome Street. So if you were walking your kids to school or they were looking for Christmas ornaments. there you go. Nice. Parents are upset. Children are laughing their asses off. And this poor guy, and I don't want to misrepresent his name, but Quan Chen, when you look at his window, it's not a pretty sight. Oh, man. So, and the article is all full of double entendres and fun. And not the first time she did it. She did a female reproductive organ on the side of a Swedish building in 2015. And as the Post put it, though the description was more abstract than the Lower East Side Schwanz. So for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a New York thing. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, Boston College repped well. Iowa just a little better. Statistically, Boston College had the edge. Be perfectly honest about it. They were, more effective on the ground, more effective through the air. They just turned the ball over. And the turnovers really, really cost them. So, Adazio, not too happy about that. And, Wadley got named the MVP of the game, and rightfully so. So, cool stuff. Good game. Pretty well attended, too. I mean, one thing about New York City, and it's not particularly a hotbed of college football, but, one of those scenarios where you looked at it and you said to yourself, well, it's New York City. Nobody's going to come out. Well, they actually did. So I was kind of impressed, to be honest about it. I had the opportunity to go to credentials were there. I just had too much on the page. But, the way it goes. The way it goes. Anyway, what's the next game? Purdue, yes, over Arizona, 38-35. And, in talking about this game yesterday, this is one, truthfully, that I wanted to see Tate perform. He did, to the tune of 5 touchdowns through the air. So he proved he can throw. On the ground, 20 rushes for 58 yards. Like I talked about, Rich Rod is trying to revive his program. It's very difficult to draw people out to the desert. It just is. And, when you're looking to recruit, you're fighting against USC. You're now fighting against Chip Kelly at UCLA. Anybody that wants to stay in warm weather as such. Now, University of Arizona is a beautiful campus. And there's significant money that goes into the facilities. Rodriguez his seat has been warm, let's put it that way. But not hot to the point of ridiculousness. And he's got a player that for the couple of years that this kid is going to be around, and he's a sophomore, Khalil Tate. He took that huge step from last year. And for the next year or two, because he could go after next year, but I kind of doubt it, he's going to give Arizona Wildcat football fans something to look at. And, I mean, he was a little inconsistent. He was hurt for a couple of games. But he showed up big when it mattered. I mean, they trounced Washington State this year. They trounced UCLA this year. And again, you look at the lines in there. Now, yesterday, over 300. You look at the game against Washington State, he threw for 275, ran for 146. UCLA, 148, 230. You know, so he can give you the performance that you need with his arm or with his legs relevant to the defense that you're playing. Well, that's pretty bleeping good. And yesterday's game, again, you know, they lost it, but in the Foster Farms Bowl, you know, just an elite performance. Now, on the other side of the field, Purdue goes to 7-6. Brohm's first year with Purdue, and the boy can coach. You know, they go out on a high note. They got something to build on next year. And they had a nice comeback in the third quarter. I mean, in the fourth quarter, excuse me, because Arizona had taken the lead. You know, Sindelar was good. Wasn't great, but efficient. There was some criticism of Josh Heupel, who moved on from Missouri. Said that the offense was better without him. Well, okay. We'll see. But, you know, going forward, both of these programs are on the upswing. When you look at Purdue, I guess in theory it's an easier road for them. You know, Purdue has Wisconsin, Northwestern, Iowa, Nebraska's down right now. Minnesota's trying to get it together under PJ, and Illinois under Lovey, who had a horrible year. You know, you're not going against up against Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan on a consistent basis. I mean, you know, they cross conference, but you're going to get some. But it was a hell of a good game. You know, and Tate's interception at the end was the difference in the game. But, you know, they were chucking the ball down the field trying to get there with little time left. You know, like I said, Purdue had 31 points in the first half. Arizona did not lay down. And the difference in the game, realistically, was the fact that Tate, his ability to run the football is just extraordinary. And they were able to control him on the ground a little bit. You know, certainly not in the air. Certainly not in the air. So, good stuff. You know, good stuff, good games. Like we talk about all the time, it's you know, when you have an opportunity in a bowl game, and, you know, I don't know how many seniors are graduating from each team, but quite a bit. Quite a few. And when you have that opportunity, and you know it's going to be your last chance on the field, more than likely. Well, you know, this is what you would, it the last roundup, the last hurrah. Like I said, Heupel got hocked a little bit going out of this game. Marcel Frazier called him out for leaving the team. Well, you know, you got a new job. What are you going to do? These kids act like they're surprised when these guys go. You know. And, you know, I get it. They're kids, they react accordingly, but Heupel had to do what was good for Heupel. And it's a cold-blooded world, because if he doesn't win down there, following up Scott Frost, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be out the door, too. So, we'll see. We're going to tap out right there, finish up with the bowl game preview, the bowl games that are coming up tonight here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Do not go anywhere.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refuel your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $12.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double O rewards points for this purchase of Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
There you go. Nice. Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sandy Roberto, a little swing. Not so bad. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. And, you know, it's been a cool show today. This is fun. I love the bowl games. I really do. Like I said, it was funny. I was talking to someone yesterday, a fellow colleague, and, you know, along with Herman Moore. And we kind of piggybacked the conversation with Herman from the other day. And it was just talking about what it means to these kids going forward. And like I said, I completely understand why the Missouri kids are ticked off at Heupel for moving on. And it showed in the game that they played against Texas. Although, you know, with Texas, you never know what you're going to get. So they split time with the quarterbacks yesterday. They got out to the 21-7 lead at halftime. And it was pretty much a fait accompli from that point on. You know, both teams end up at 7-6 for the year. Certainly not the kind of year that Todd Herman wanted. And with the talent level on the team, Tom Herman, I'm sorry, I said Todd. That they wanted on the team. And you know, where Texas goes from here remains to be seen. He's going to get the slack that was not given to his predecessor, Charlie Strong. And, you know, we'll see. Now, the one aspect that I don't want to pee on anybody's post-toasties in the morning, but, you know, one thing about what went on with Texas this year is, you know, supposedly they had a quarterback this year in Bouchel. Supposedly the talent level was pretty high that Charlie Strong brought in there. They just weren't able to turn it into wins on the field. Well, neither was Herman. And, you know, is it one of those scenarios where it's not his guys and he's not as high on some of these athletes as other people? Or was it legitimately they're just not as good a football team as the other people within the conference? Now, they don't play the fire drill offense that Oklahoma, TCU, Okie State, West Virginia play. Whether or not that adjustment gets made remains to be seen. And what direction they go remains to be seen as well. I mean, the bottom feeders in the 12 are truly bottom feeders. I mean, Baylor right now after the scandal has nothing. And that's going to be a tough, long rebuild. Tech under Cliff Kingsbury, we'll see. You know, he managed to hold on to his job, but... And then, of course, Kansas is Kansas. They were 1-11 this year, 0-9 in conference. I mean, they're the literally the worst Division I program in college football. Sad. Gale Sayers said. You know, Texas was in a bowl for the first time since 2014, so that was a positive. They finished 7-6. That was a positive. Like I said, they split time at the quarterback position with Ellinger and Bouchel. You know, the punter was named the most valuable player, Michael Dixon. So, I mean, I it kind of tells you the game. They couldn't make up their mind with the quarterbacks and with splitting time and everything else. You know, now, this kid, just so you have a good idea, he punted 11 times for 452 yards. Four of them landed inside the five. So it's not that he just has a leg where he can boom the hell out of it. He was the Ray Guy winner. He's going to get drafted relatively high if you need a punter. And they're going to bring him in and work him out. And what I said by relatively high, he'll be like a third round, fourth round pick for a winning program. I don't think he'd go any higher than that, but you never know. But he's going to make headlines because he's going to get drafted and not in the usual last round kind of thing. And as for Missouri, you know, they'll see what happens. You know, this is a program that, truthfully, they've had their ups and downs. For the most part, there's been more ups than downs lately. Locke is considered an NFL prospect, and part of that, you know, with Heupel moving on, he looks the part. I mean, he's 6'4", 225. Is he a first-round draft pick? No, he's not. But he could play himself into it. The only problem with him, I mean, not the only problem, but one of the problems with his game is, at least in his time at Missouri, he has not been overly accurate. He's passing at 57.8. He's got a big arm. I mean, this year, 44 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. He's got the arm. You know, he had a very good coach in Josh Heupel, the Heisman Trophy winner, you know. Now, is this his max? Because if it is his max, he's not going to succeed on the next level. He had big games against lesser programs. When he played against Auburn, he was 23 of 39 for 216. When he played against Kentucky, he was 22 of 42 for 355. He had a good game against Georgia, 15 of 25, four touchdowns and a pick. They still lost a game, but the stats were there. Now, I have to admit, I don't know if they were garbage time stats or whatever they were, but four touchdowns is four touchdowns. Whooped up on Tennessee, but he was sub-500, sub-50% in his passing. And then when they beat Arkansas at the end of the year, he threw for 448 and 59.5 per completion percentage, five touchdowns, two picks. I don't know the answer. Talent wise, yeah, he's got big arm. Is it enough to take him on to the next level? Yeah, probably. He'll get a look. I don't know how much of a look, but he'll get a look. We'll see. Yeah. But tough way to go out if it is his last game. And I think that's part of it, too. Who do they bring in as an offensive coordinator in Missouri? And, you know, the other aspect of it, too, is, you know, you look at the draft, where as many as five quarterbacks could go in the first round. Probably not going to happen, but certainly within the realm of possibility. And we'll see. We'll see. And again, Texas, next year, expectations are going to be high. You know, expectations are going to be high. And Herman, he gets the pass that Charlie Strong didn't this year. But they're going to have to move their offense. You know, you have a freshman quarterback and a sophomore quarterback. So it's going to be an open competition, which, you know, Herman was basically saying, by the way, he split time with the two of them. But again, and I said it involving the other bowl game, and I'll say it involving this one. Yeah, with Florida State. If he splits time with these quarterbacks, they're going to be looking at another outdoor Texas Bowl or something to that effect. You know, they'll win eight games, maybe nine, move up a little notch, go to the Alamo Bowl or something along those lines. And that'll be it. You know, so we'll see. Again, I'm not I am not as sold on Tom Herman turning that Texas program back to prominence as most people are. And it's not that I don't think he's a good coach. Has nothing to do with it. I think he is a good coach. I think he did the best he could do at Houston. You know, they lost in the big matches when it mattered, but you know, you don't have the personnel. You don't have the personnel. But it's just Texas football is a certain style and a certain brand of football that almost doesn't fit in this conference anymore. Now, whether he completely opens it up, because he did open up the offense a lot this year, whether he goes full bore next year remains to be seen. Playing defense in this conference is virtually impossible. Yeah, we'll find out. Again, he gets two more years, but they got to have some progress. And oh, by the way, Sindelar from Purdue, and this just popped up on the headlines. He was playing with a torn ACL yesterday, so interesting. Interesting. LSU in the headlines. Matt Canada, after 1 year, is going to go bye-bye. He'll have the Citrus Bowl against Notre Dame. It's, you know, Canada came in and the expectations were high. He's the highest paid offensive coordinator in the country. They're going to try to get a settlement with him for there's tension between Canada and Orgeron. They had a meeting between him, Canada, defensive coordinator Dave Aranda, and Joe Aleva. And out the door he goes. Speculation down there, and I've been talking to some people, is that he's looking for a head coaching job. And Coach Ed felt like maybe he was looking for his head coaching job. He's not gotten the opportunity yet, and when you look at the resume, coordinator at Pitt, NC State, Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, Indiana, and Butler. Reason why they don't put him up top. We'll talk about it right after this timeout on Black You're Not.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. And, you know, again, interesting times as they always are down in New Orleans. I mean, down in Baton Rouge. And, you know, Orgeron, he wasn't everybody's choice. I like the guy personally. I think he can coach. I thought he got hosed at Southern Cal. A little too rough around the edges for the sophisticates in L.A. I think he's a really good fit at LSU. But they have to get a quarterback in place. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I you know, like I said, when you look at the resume for Canada, it, you know, once they lost to Troy, Orgeron put a lot of that on Canada. And Troy went to a bowl. But, you know, North Carolina State, Wisconsin, I listed them. Northern Illinois, Indiana, Butler, and Pitt. But he doesn't get the head job. And I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. Orgeron, he knows he's not everybody's choice. He understands that maybe the skids are greased a little bit underneath him. They're not going to give him a ton of time. So we'll see how it plays out. Eh, not what you want to have right before the bowl game, but I guess in this particular instance, it needed to happen. That's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity right after this brief timeout. And yeah, we'll have some fun. I promise.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a deadly suicide attack involving multiple bombers that killed dozens of people in Kabul, Afghanistan, a short time ago. Matt Bradley's there with more.
Unknown gunmen bombed, then stormed a Shiite Muslim cultural center in the capital, Kabul.
leaving at least 40 dead and nearly 60 wounded.
Authorities in Kabul say most of the dead and wounded are women and children. Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Roy Moore of Alabama is still hopeful, taking action to try to delay the certification that was expected today of Democrat Doug Jones' victory in their special election to fill the seat left open by now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Moore's campaign filing a lawsuit challenging the results last evening, saying there was voter fraud involved. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The FBI is investigating threatening letters sent to New York's Rockefeller Center, one of them threatening an attack on that plaza while others threatened several sites in New Jersey. It's triggered a police and FBI raid on a home in Jersey City last night. No word on whether anything was found. Meanwhile, the FBI is rejecting a request to take over the investigation into the murder of a Baltimore City police detective, Sean Souter. Doug Parrish with that story.
The Baltimore Sun reports the FBI has written to Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis saying that there is no evidence that Souter's death was connected to an ongoing corruption probe within the police department. Detective Souter was fatally shot last month. He was due to testify in that police corruption case. Now, Commissioner Davis had asked the FBI to step in due to the complications of the case. In its letter, the FBI says it will still assist in the case, but that city police should handle the investigation.
The Northeast could get a big snowstorm this weekend. The South could get an ice storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
The National Guard and snipers have been set up to secure New Year's Eve celebrations in the city of Las Vegas as it's coming just months after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history happened there. Over 300,000 people are expected to pack the Vegas Strip to ring in the new year. Former President Barack Obama says in an interview he felt a sense of serenity when he left office about a year ago. Mark Mayfield with that story.
In an interview with Britain's Prince Harry, Obama said he was thankful that his wife Michelle was his partner during his 8 years in office. He also said he was satisfied they did the job in a way that preserved their integrity. However, Obama admitted that those positive emotions were mixed with a belief that there was still a lot of work left undone and a concern about the country moving forward.
The Coast Guard's investigating after a New York City ferry ran aground last night. Investigators say they know it hit a sandbar near Coney Island Channel, but they're trying to determine why, and they're still trying to remove the vessel. More than two dozen people who were on it were stranded for hours in the icy cold before they were safely evacuated. And Bitcoin keeps falling after South Korea said it might shut down some exchanges to rein in speculation. It's down as much as 9% in Asian trading today to slightly more than $13,800. The currency now off about 28% from its high record last week. And remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home.
for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Hey, you're back with the attack. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack and Sports Byline USA. Sorry about the glitch there, but these things happen, and that's the way it goes sometimes. For us, as we like to talk about, American Forces Radio Network and all the various different things that we do with them. And, we're turning into the new year, holiday season, the whole nine yards. It's all well, good, cheer, all that kind of good stuff. But reality is that these guys and girls, they're out there each and every day. They don't get a break. I mean, they do. They get leave every once in a while. They get to go home. But in reality, it is about the fact that they take care of us. And they look out for us. Really what it comes down to. It hits home during the holidays. I have a couple of friends that have a kid in the service right now. He's serving in the Sea of Japan. And he literally is just getting out. And the transition is tough. Back to civilian life and all that kind of good stuff. And, he did his service. Pretty cool. I thank him each time I see him. Because reality is, he really did the job. You should do the same. Let's tap out right here. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, you're back. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And going forward in this hour, some NFL stuff and all that kind of good rot. And, you know, the fact is that, you know, sports world right now, we'll give you a little bit more when it comes to NCAA. Because we got some really good bowl games on tap for tonight. And starting out at 1:30, and again, not everybody's working, kids home from school, all that kind of good stuff. You know, you're trying to take some sick days between now and the end of the year because you got to use them or lose them and all that kind of good stuff. However, in the military bowls, we talked about yesterday because they had it listed as a game yesterday and, you know, trying to keep track of that stuff, and it's actually for today. Navy and Virginia, I like Navy in this one, depending on which quarterback they use. If Malcolm Perry gets used, I think they're going to win the football game. If not, I think Bronco Mendenhall can shut down Zach Abey, and Virginia will win the game. So we'll see who starts. I'm doing a coin flip. The coin will be in the air until game time. And as soon as I find out who the starting quarterback is, I promise you I'll make a prediction. I'll go back on the air, tell everybody. No, maybe not. Vatek at Oklahoma State. This is an interesting game. You know, you got two teams that at one point were cracking the top 10. You have a Mason Rudolph-led team. He's going to get drafted. I don't see him in the first round drafts for the most part. Personally, I think he's a really good quarterback who's going to translate to the NFL. Pretty well coached by Mike Gundy. 35 touchdowns, 9 interceptions over the course of the year. He's got a terrific 3-headed running attack in Hill, King, and Brown. And they're going up against a very well-coached football team in Vatek. And Vatek, you know, they were pretty similar, these two teams, which is part of why they're ranked so closely together. Both started 7-1. Both lost twice in November. Tech came against Miami in a game that I picked Tech, and expecting a Mark Richt team to lose, but they saved it for me for 2 weeks later. And then lost to Georgia Tech, but, you know, emotionally they were just collapsed at that point. And Oklahoma State lost to Oklahoma when they had an opportunity to move up and perhaps even contend for the Final Four. And then Kansas State, as Bill Snyder beat them, and Bill Snyder beats a lot of people. And Justin Fuente, he's a darn good football coach. You know, he's a darn good football coach. And I don't know how long he's going to be at Vodtech. I mean, it is a major program. I feel at some point in time he's going to move on. You know, he's fortunate. He's tied in with Bud Foster, who can shut down anybody. It's going to be an interesting game. And Fuente matches what Oklahoma State tries to do. He runs a spread. His quarterback, Josh Johnson, is no slouch either. 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He doesn't have the skill set of Rudolph. They haven't been doing it as long. But the real question here is whether or not Tech can, or Oklahoma State's defense, excuse me, can actually stop Tech. I don't think the answer is yes. I think Fuente's the better coach than Gundy. I think Oklahoma State's going to be disappointed that they didn't get that major bowl that they were looking for. I mean, it's a nice trip down to Orlando, but it's definitively a minor bowl. I mean, you know, Camping World Stadium is not, you know, the big time bowl. And, you know, the Camping World Bowl, I should say, because it's in Camping World Stadium. But it I don't know. I like Vodtech in this game, as much as I hate to say it against one of my alma maters, but I really actually do think they're going to win the football game. And, you know, there was a dalliance with Tennessee for Gundy, and he was going to take the job. He's got pretty strong ties to Stillwater from when he was handed off to Barry Sanders. But I'll tell you, one more dalliance and he might end up losing his job. I mean, they love him in Stillwater, but the expectations now, and this year was a disappointing year. I've heard some rumblings. They were looking for that double-digit season. If they're able to save this bowl game and get to 10 wins, that'll be okay. But perhaps the seat gets a little warm next year on Gundy. One of the higher paid coaches in collegiate football. Makes five. A little over five, actually. And he's done the job. But, you know, aside from the year when they finished fourth, When it came time to come up big, unfortunately for them, it didn't happen. You know, it started out with TCU, ended up being a lot better than most people thought they were going to be. They recovered off that. But when they lost to Oklahoma, and it was, you know, again, it was 62-52. You know, I get it. It was a complete shutout. But losing to K-State was just inexcusable. And they whipped up on Kansas, as they're supposed to. Almost lost to Iowa State. Managed to beat Texas somehow. That was a strange game, 13-10. I don't know. It was odd. But anyway, I like Vodtech in this game. We shall see. Michigan State, Washington State. Michigan State had a terrific year. And they're giving up two against Washington State. For Leach, it's wide open. For Michigan State, more traditional. You talk about really a contrast in styles. But every time Washington State needs to come up big, they don't. Luke Falk will be moving on. He's another one. He's going to get another look. He's a guy who'll get a look in the National Football League. He's not going to get drafted in the first round, but he could certainly be second round pick, third round pick. We'll see how he does in the individual workouts. I believe he's going to the Senior Bowl, so he'll have an opportunity to shine there. And, he's another one. Part of it's the system. But when he had to come up big against Washington, one touchdown, three picks. Arizona, he was, okay. Utah, he took it to him. And we'll see. He killed Oregon State. A lot of his stats were made against the lesser lights. So we'll see how that plays out. I do like Michigan State in this game. Lewerke, who, if you haven't been paying attention, was really, really solid for them at quarterback. They have a big time rushing game. Ground and pound. They got five running backs with over 100 yards for the season. So, let's tap out right there. We'll continue the previews right after a short timeout. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're previewing a little Holiday Bowl, Washington State, Michigan State, state, fight for Washington State. Look, this is a game where Leach just doesn't come up big. It's just how it is. This is why he doesn't get premier jobs. He's good. Hopefully at Washington State, he'll be a fit there for a long time to come. He'll be a top 25 team most times, and that's as far as they'll go. Maybe he'll sneak one in every once in a while if he gets a Drew Bledsoe or somebody along those lines. Look that one up. But I really do think the separation in talent and D'Antoni's defense is going to be the story in this game. We'll see. Again, with these big-time programs, and I always throw the caveat in there, is you never know because of the fact that these teams, sometimes the big programs show up, sometimes they don't. It's up to the coaches to motivate them, whether or not the players are looking to, you know, get it done. And that's going to be the case in the Alamo Bowl as well, last four previews. TCU and Stanford, two teams, match up pretty good. Again, one's a wide-open offense. One is a more traditional pro set. Stanford lost to USC 31-28 in the Pac-12 championship game. Lost to them twice in the course of the season. TCU lost twice to Oklahoma. Otherwise, they'd been a one-loss football team and probably in the Final Four. In the title game, however, 41-17, which should give you a lot of concern. But, I mean, this is a team that was completely underrated going into the city, into the season. Kenny Hill making his mark before he goes out the door. 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. When you're well coached, which they are, they're going to be a threat. Gary Patterson's one of the better coaches in college football. As is Shaw. That's where, to me, the excitement of the matchup is. Because KJ Costello and Kenny Hill are both inconsistent. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. But for the most part, they've been very good and given their teams an opportunity to win. And with Stanford, this will be good. Now, one of the things and one of the question marks was whether or not Bryce Young was going to play. Now, he going to play. Now, you can argue the merits of whether or not this is a good thing or not. With the lack of defense that TCU plays, and it's not their fault. They play in the Big 12. Nobody plays defense. I like the Cardinal in this game. Now, like I said, both quarterbacks are pretty good. Both defenses do sack the quarterback, but TCU can be had against the run. And I think that's what's going to happen. Bryce Love averages 8 yards a carry. That's no joke. He's sitting statistically and postseason stats count at 1,973 yards. He wants to get to 2,000, which will put him in very select company. And like I said, I was a little surprised to see him play. Now, you know, think about this. He's broken for 50 yards or more, runs of 50 yards or more in 10 of their 12 games. That's extraordinary. And Saquon Barkley is considered the better prospect, but if you're looking for a home run hitter, and your offense needs that kind of player, he's your guy. And I know he's a little small, 5'10", 191. I don't know that he could bulk up anymore. I think his frame is what it is at this point in time. But as a junior running back, he has to come out. He you know, don't take another year of pounding on the collegiate level. You know. So. He needs to. Like I said. He's the reason to pay attention to this game. And. When he goes to the pros. I don't know where he's going to land. Most of the stuff I've seen, and it just shows you how inaccurate a lot of these things can be. They've got him at the top of the second round. There ain't no way he's lasting through the first round. I mean, if nothing else, you think Belichick would like to have a home run hitter back there to take the pressure off Brady as he goes into his 40s? Oh. Oh, my God, please. We'll see. Yeah, we'll touch on that a little bit in the next segment. But I like Stanford in this game. And I think the difference will be Bryce Love. You know, it's funny, and down at Army-Navy, talking to a number of people, there was literally, I mean, the. Let's put it this way. When I was talking to Dez Howard, and talking about the Heisman, and Bryce was up for it, I'll tell you, he only felt there was one legitimate NFL guy there. It was Bryce Love. You know, so we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But I love this kid. And I think once you see him, because a lot of people do not watch West Coast football, you're going to love him too. It's going to be a showcase. The only thing that I'm saying, I just hope he doesn't get hurt. Seriously, I hope he doesn't get hurt. You know, looking at the draft, and a lot of the positions are set right now. Sam Darnold came out with the statement, which makes me believe he's coming out. If you were wondering about whether or not he was going to. He said he would be happy to play for any team in the National Football League. Cleveland or anybody else. So he's telling you right there, he's coming out. And then it just becomes a choice of who do you like. And, you know, look, it for Cleveland, there's no real mystery here. It's going to be a quarterback. The question is which one. Duh, that's it. The mystery starts with the Giants. You know, do they go with the second quarterback? Do they go with McKinley out of Notre Dame, who is a rock-solid offensive tackle? Do they go with Saquon Barkley? Now, whoever ends up being his new GM, That's the ultimate tough decision. Because, you know, you're going to get one. They're probably going to go with the quarterback. Davis Webb has been elevated to the number two this week and probably will see time. I think they're going to give Eli a cup of coffee at the beginning, give him a chance to walk off the field as a Giant, and it's going to be Davis Webb for the rest of the game. A one-game audition obviously is not fair, but that's the way it's going to play out. Indianapolis Colts are the ones that, you know, we're sitting there, and again, there's a million draft sites. This particular one, DraftWire, has them grabbing Bradley Chubb, which wouldn't be a bad thing. I think it's going to be Saquon Barkley. And if Cleveland gets their quarterback, they'll be happy enough offensively, but they sure would like to get Saquon Barkley if he ends up not going in the first three picks, because he would definitely go to them at number four. This one has Denver picking Baker Mayfield at number six. That's not going to happen. The Jets taking Lamar Jackson at seven, maybe. I think Allen's going to be the guy that goes first, more of the traditional prototype. But in looking for our Bryce Love, you know, again, and I'm just floating down here and just kind of scrolling through it. We'll see. You know, there's a lot of really good prospects this year. A lot of really good prospects. And a lot of really good quarterbacks. But again, in this particular draft, they have Darius Geis from LSU going in front of Bryce Love. Really good running back. Wouldn't be my first choice. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this.
If it's time to top off, flush or refuel your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $12.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double O rewards points for this purchase of Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Oh, yeah. You're back with the attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. Yeah, Bryce Love, interesting. A lot of teams have him going, a lot of sites, I should say, have him going somewhere around 20. Some have him going top of the second round. It's, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, would I take him before Saquon Barkley? Probably not. Probably not. But, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out. I you know, again, he's the complete home run hitter. If you have the chance, watch him. Because I got news for you. I got news for you. Real deal. All the way around. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'm looking. Yeah, okay. That's it for the bowl games. Here's an interesting NFL headline. We always love this. DeSean Jackson. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Tampa. Nice. Bullets and weed. Hollow point bullets. Nice. Oh, that'll be all right, though. He'll be able to go Chris Carter on it. He wasn't driving the car. So the weed and the bullets don't belong to him. Can't make it up. The car was abandoned. Went back to cops. Man. He wouldn't cooperate. Friend borrowed the car. Oh, there you go. 31 years old and on his way out the door. You remember the gangbang thing from a couple of years ago? You know. Now, one of the other headlines. Well, we talked about this yesterday. Eli Apple got suspended yesterday. So he's going to miss the last game. And this comes after being called a locker room cancer by Landon Collins, who didn't name him by name. And Daily News reporter asked Apple about Collins' apology, and Apple made a vulgar comment about needing to use the bathroom, referring it to Collins, so they suspended him. I mean, I don't know if they can get through to this kid. Part of it, he refused to participate on the Giants scout team. Had an argument with a coach. Kid's got a lot of skill. Kid's got a lot of skill. You know, but like I said, there was a couple of red flags up on this kid before he got drafted. And A couple of the scouts said there's no way they would even draft this kid, let alone. So, I don't know, but he's gone. And this will end up being the, and this is, I'm referencing another website here, but it said the suspension could help invalidate the 2018 and 2019 guarantees on his contract, which adds up to a $4.3 million cap hit. So we'll see. I'm sure they throw him on waivers and see if somebody's willing to pick it up. But if nobody picks him up and they cut him and they fight the cap hit, we'll see where it goes from there. You know, this is interesting. The Cowboys and Dez Bryant, there's a real distinct possibility that he's played his last game in a Cowboy uniform. Now, they have truly tried everything with Dez Bryant. They've stood by him when he struggled. They stood by him when he was fighting personal demons and he was being very immature, and they rewarded him with a big contract. But he's 29 years old. He, for whatever reason, cannot get into sync with Dak Prescott. And I don't know. I think they're going to try to find a trade partner. I don't think they can get that much for him, because he's been devalued by the performances the last couple of years. Again, I don't think any fault of his own, but he's due 12.5 in base. You know, when they talk about, and you know, again, I'm referencing a CBS Sports article here. They said his play hasn't matched his production. Or his pay hasn't really matched his production over the last few years. I put that on the quarterback. You know, now they're reconciling it by saying, well, the numbers went down as soon as he signed the contract. No, Dez didn't get fat and happy. This is the difference between playing with Tony Romo and playing with Dak Prescott. And Prescott and their offense is completely differently geared now. You know, hand the ball off to Zeke, work the tight end, work the other wide receivers. They spread the ball around a lot more than Tony did. And it's not like he's having a junk year. He's over 800 yards. But he hasn't gone over 100 in 22 games. A lot of that is getting the ball around. And part of it is just sometimes you just have to be in sync with a new quarterback. And he's not. For whatever reason. And I don't know the exact reasons why, but it just hasn't happened. Now, would they be trade partners at 29 years of age? Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know that there would be anything more than a third-round pick. You know, I don't know. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But it's he's not willing to take a pay cut. I think there's going to be a parting of the ways. And we'll see. Like I said, I'm not optimistic that Dez is going to be a Cowboy next year. So we'll see. Now, yesterday, I'm watching some NBA last night, and I'm looking at my Knicks. You know they're really my Nets. But I'm back and forth on the game because the Knicks had a nice lead and ended up blowing it in Chicago, who, by the way, before it's all said and done, they'll be pushing 500 this year. They have a really good young team. And they're figuring it out much faster than anybody thought they were going to. But Rajon Rondo last night, 25 assists. Most in the history of the Pelican franchise, / Hornets, / Jazz, / whatever. Chris Paul had the previous high of 22. Beat the Nets 128-113. When it's right in New Orleans, it's really right. AD and Boogie, 60 points and 25 boards combined. 25 assists for Rajon. Holiday can handle the ball as well. They're trying to get up above, I mean, they're already up above the playoff line, but they're trying to establish that they're a legitimate team and a team to be reckoned with in the playoffs. They're in the 8-hole right now. Can they move up? Yeah. I you know, quite frankly, I think the 8's already set. I don't think Utah's going to be able to do it. Clippers are 14-19. I just don't see it, even after Griffith comes back. I think they're looking to unload, and I think it's going to be Golden State through Portland as it is right now. You know, some of it will shift. But New Orleans, if they ever get around to establishing home court where they're 9-7 and start playing as dominantly as they can, They're gonna make some noise. Problem is, they have a pedestrian coach, and that chemistry is fragile. Last night, it was all there. And when it fires on all cylinders like it did last night, watch out. 33 points for AD, 27 for Boogie, 23 for Holiday. Etan Moore, 20. And Rajon Rondo had 2 points, 7 boards, 25 assists. They don't get much out of their bench. They play it, but they don't get much out of it. And the Nets just flat out had no answer. I mean, up front, it was men playing against boys. Now, I don't know if it's going to make a difference when Okafor comes back. We'll find out. They're trying to get him into shape and continue to let him heal. Dinwiddie's starting for them. He was a minus 21. They have no answers up front, not against these bigger teams. And New Orleans just manhandled them. Manhandled. What a performance by Rondo. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I am Black. You are not.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Indeed. Welcome back. Again, other games last night. And Cavaliers got beat by the Kings last night. Kings are 12-22, not particularly good. But they're going to have their moments. They're a young team. And last night, got a little bit of everything. A lot of stuff off the bench. Vince came back to life. 24 points. Willie Cauley-Stein coming off the bench yesterday. He's been starting quite a bit with 17 points. Bogo had 16. You know, what they're doing out there is kind of mixing and matching with the lineup. They're finding out a lot about their younger players. And, you know, right now DeAndre Fox is hurt. They're giving a lot of time to Frank Mason III, who's playing pretty well for the most part. They're going to find out. You know, they said they're going to be a playoff team, or at least a contending playoff team, within 2 years. They're going to be a lottery team this year. And we'll find out what missing pieces they are actually missing. As I said to you, and this was interesting, the Knicks are still learning how to win. They can't win on the road. They're horrible on the road. Two wins on the road. And last night, they had a chance to get a road win against Chicago. They led literally the entire game down to the last minute, 2 minutes. We're unable to pull it out. The Bull team at 12-22, understand something. They started 3-20. They're 9-2 in their last 11. Dunn's playing well. Markkanen's playing well. Denzel's playing well. Portis is playing well. Mirotic didn't have a good game last night, but he's playing well. They finally figured out the Mayor's system. They're going to win a lot of games this year. You know, probably sub 500, but pretty close. They'll contend for a slot in the East by the time it's all said and done. Got a lot of road to climb, but we'll see. That's it for this edition. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Adios.